WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
On last weekend's premiere of The Sopranos, the family gathered to say farewell to Tony's mother, Livia. Between the filming of seasons 2 and 3, Nancy Marchand, the actress who played Livia, died at the age of 71. At the end of her more than 50-year acting career, she was perhaps more famous than ever as a result of her starring role in the series. When she died last summer, we ran a tribute to her career.
Nancy Marchand arrived in New York just in time to take part in what's been called the Golden Age of Television, doing live TV dramas in the 50s, including the famous Patty Chayefsky play Marty. To realize how against type she was cast in The Sopranos, all you have to do is listen to her old roles. Here she is as Rod Steiger's mousy girlfriend in the 1953 live telecast of Marty.
What am I? Am I a leper or something?
It doesn't feel like
that, Paul. That's the story of my life. I'm just a fat, lucky guy, you know. Every time there's a New Year's Eve party, so I'm the guy they have to get a date for. I'm old enough to know better. I'll get you a package of cigarettes.
Marty. I'd like to see you again, very much. The reason that I didn't let you kiss me was because I just didn't know how to handle the situation. I think you're the kindest man I ever met. And the reason I tell you this is because I'd like to see you again very much. Or maybe I'm just too desperate to fall in love. I'm trying too hard. But I know that when you take me home, I'm just going to lie in my bed and I'm going to think about you.
In the 70s, Marchand took part in another TV classic, co-starring as newspaper publisher Mrs. Pynchon in the CBS series Lou Grant. Here's Nancy Marchand as Mrs. Pynchon in a scene with Ed Asner, another contrast to her role on The Sopranos.
Mr. Grant, I have enough pressures from politicians and labor unions and churches and schools and Italian-Americans and Polish-Americans and Mexican-Americans, all incensed at one time or another because of something we printed or didn't print. When we moved the bridge column and the day that we kissed off Little Orphan Annie, do you realize how many threats I received against my life?
Mrs. Pynchon, there's a...
No, Mr. Grant, I don't need you to generate any heat. I get enough of that from my family, for want of a more descriptive word. I have two nephews, each more disgusting than the other, each masking his avarice in solicitous murmurings and constant pressures and little whisperings to sell his building. Sell this paper that I love and invest in something more sensitive, more lucrative, like taco stands. A whole greasy chain of them stretching like the Great Wall of China from San Ysidro all the way to the Oregon border. I mean, who knows? Maybe beyond. Taco stands, Mr. Grant. And a few shares of majority stock I hold is my only shield between this once great paper and a 1,000-mile ribbon of inedible enchiladas.
Now here's Marchand in a scene from The Sopranos as Livia Soprano. She's being visited in the nursing home by her daughter-in-law, played by Edie Falco.
You know, Ma, your son loves you very much. He worries all the time. He felt bad that you didn't come to the open house. And I don't care if you think it's disrespectful, but I want you to cut the drama. It's killing Tony.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this. This poor mother, nobody loves me, victim crap. It is textbook manipulation. And I hate seeing Tony so upset over it.
I know how to talk to people.
Well, I am a mother too, don't forget. And you know the power that you have, and you use it like a pro.
Power? What power? I don't have power. I'm a shut-in.
You are bigger than life. You are his mother. And I don't think for one second that you don't know what you're doing to him.
Who, me? What did I do?
Look, I didn't come by to argue. I came by to check on you and to bring you the regard.
Finally, let's hear an excerpt of Nancy Marchand's 1999 interview with our TV critic David Bianculli.
I love this role so much. It is so unlike Mrs. Pinchon or most of the things with which I associate you. I can't even believe it. Can you tell me how you do this and how you got to it in the audition?
Well, I was so thrilled that somebody asked me to read for a part like this after playing so many tasteful ladies that I just jumped at it. Because this was a marriage that I shall always be grateful for. And that is between me playing a part like this and working with David Chase, who is so wise, so intellectually astute. And there you have it. I mean, there we were.
Well, he's the writer-producer of The Sopranos, and
he is, yeah.
And with the script that you auditioned with originally, or the scene, how much of that was on the page? I mean, so much of the grunts and the groans and the snarls and the sounds and the chewing with the mouth open, I mean, that's got to be as much you as it is the writer.
Well, I just came upon some of them. Some things I just came upon when it happened. Like the chewing with my mouth open. I thought, oh, that's great. This woman is an animal. She is an animal. And that's what she is. And that's what she does. She carries on a conversation, and she's stuffing her mouth all the time. That was something that happened as we played it. And then I incorporated it into the performance.
Going all the way back to your golden age stuff, I mean, I think your big breakthrough role on television was as Joe in Little Women in Studio One.
Right.
And
hey, you know that.
Yeah, well,
hey,
I mean,
good for you.
If I've got this right, you graduate from Carnegie, and you decide as a young woman that you're just going to be an actress and head off to New York. And land there, I guess, was it 1949?
Yeah.
Now, how old were you then, and how gutsy were you then to do something like that in such a male-dominated town and such a young industry as television? How'd you do that? How were you allowed to do that?
Oh, listen, it wasn't gutsy. It was dumb. I was so dumb. Nothing stopped me. I just went ahead and did it.
A lot of people in early television didn't want to get involved at first because they didn't trust the medium, and others dove in purely because it was new. Where did you stand?
Oh, I just dove in because it was work. I loved the work, and I say to this day, I don't think there is a job I've ever done that I haven't learned something from doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all new. It was all new.
Nancy Marchand, recorded in 1999. She died last year. This is Fresh Air.